Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting second. The left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Brett. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Chuck Scribner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Roberts. And now, play ball. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Downing reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards second. Scribner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Scribner. Downing scores. Lemon moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Downing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Downing moves to second. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub, who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Downing scores. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Dave Lemonchick now pitching. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Frien and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bell scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Frien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horta. Frien reaches second base with a double. Rodriguez moves to third. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive towards right. Staub catches it and throws to first to double up Johnson. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Downing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0 for 1 in the game. Scribner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scribner moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley is called out on strikes. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field. Horta picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Horta. Scribner scores. LaFleur goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-3 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Frien takes first base on ball 4. Francisco Barrios now pitching. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frien moves to third. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scribner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Frien scores. Wagner moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-4, Tigers. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Lamar Johnson. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stein moves to second. Jim Crawford now pitching. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Stein moves to third. Kelly moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Bell strikes out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Bannister reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 4 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bannister tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Tigers. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crawford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Frien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to third. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. Frien moves to second. One out. Ben Ogilvie pinch hits for Chuck Scribner. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. Rodriguez scores. Frien moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-5, Tigers. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Manuel now playing second base. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manuel misplays the ball. That's an error on Manuel. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 4 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. Kelly moves to second. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Downing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner misplays the ball. That's an error on Wagner. Downing moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Steve Grilly now pitching. Ralph Garr pinch hits for Kevin Bell. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is walked intentionally. Jack Broemer pinch hits for Alan Bannister. Bill Laxton now pitching. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer takes first base on ball 4. Downing scores. Lemon moves to third. Garr moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 7, Tigers, 7. John Hiller now pitching. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon tags and scores. Garr tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-7, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manuel misplays the ball. That's an error on Manuel. Garr scores. Broemer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-7, White Sox. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Stein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Broemer scores. Horta moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-7, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horta scores. Stein moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-7, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-5 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stein scores. Kelly moves to second. It's 12-7, White Sox. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manuel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Ralph Garr now playing left field. Bucky Dent now playing shortstop. Jack Broemer now playing second base. Bill Stein now playing third base. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-4 in the game. Stanley is called out on strikes. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-4 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.